A new report shows biofuels are key to revitalizing U.S. agriculture. U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action released a landmark report titled Fueling Agriculture, Biofuels as the Catalyst. The study, authored by S&P Global Energy, found expanding biofuel demand could transform American agriculture, reignite rural economies, and provide global food and energy security. Kevin Burke, CEO of U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action, said the study comes at an important time.
It comes at a pivotal time for agriculture. We are at a crossroads for U.S. agriculture. Productivity continues to increase across American farms. We're just coming off our largest crop on record. At the same time, evolving transportation trends and declining gasoline demand threaten existing ethanol markets that many rural economies depend on today. This study outlines a path forward.
Increasing biofuel demand can literally transform U.S. agriculture.
It explains how biofuels can usher in a new era of prosperity and abundance, and that requires arming stakeholders with the best possible data. For too long, important decisions have been built on the assumption that demand for food fuel will naturally keep pace with rising yields. And for too long, agriculture has been treated as a zero-sum game, one where food, fuel, and other bio-based products compete against one another for limited resources. That is not what this data shows. As S&P Global Energy makes clear, sustaining investment in American agriculture will require more demand, not less. If we allow farmers to expand into new markets for biofuels, we can transform American agriculture.
Maryland farmer Chip Bowling, USFRA vice chair, said farmers are under a level of pressure they haven't seen in decades.
So I see what's going on as a farmer every day. American agriculture is at a turning point. Costs for fuel, fertilizer, and other farm inputs are too high. Crop prices have stayed mostly flat, if not trending down. And many farm families like mine are feeling the financial pressures not seen since the 80s farm crisis. At the same time, we're producing more grain than ever thanks to higher yields and better technology, but demand hasn't kept pace. This means too much supply chasing too little demand. Population growth is slowing, driving patterns are changing, and without new demand, the current ethanol blend rates for U.S. corn would need to cultivate roughly 31% fewer acres by 2050. That's the equivalent of the size of North Carolina.
Kelsey Barnes, the senior advisor to Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins, said biofuels is one of the issues she works on. Scientific reports like this from USFRA make a difficult job much easier.
I could not do what I do advocating on behalf of biofuels without you guys. Without the science, the research, the data to back up everything that we want to do on biofuels, it wouldn't be possible. So a lot of the very technical conversations and even sometimes political conversations that I have either with the White House or the Department of Energy or Treasury come down to what does the science say? So when you create reports like this, it's incredibly helpful for us as we're advocating for you. I think it's incredibly helpful for farmers to understand just how much goes into biofuels and into the market. And it's incredibly important for our economist, chief economist at USDA, Justin, has been new to his role, but has done an incredible job. And every day when it comes down to biofuels, at the end of the day, the secretary wants to know the numbers. And the numbers are on our side.
The full report is available at fuelingagriculture.com. I'm Nancy Whalen with the Agribusiness News on the Agriplex Report on KDHN 1470 AM and 102.7 FM. Or listen live on KDHNradio.com.